Since 1985, large crowds of people have gathered in downtown Northampton, Massachusetts for First Night, the family-friendly New Year's Eve festival. This year, the producer of the event, the Northampton Arts Council, has announced there will be no in-person entertainment. Performances have been pre-recorded and will be live-streamed on the organization's website and shown on local cable access channels in Northampton from noon to midnight on December 31st. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Brian Foote, Executive Director of the Northampton Arts Council.
First Night traditionally attracts like around 10,000 people in our downtown because we, you know, feature over 150 performances in 12 hours, and it's a big pull for the local area. So we made a decision a while ago to just make sure we're going to be live streaming everything and having everybody stay home, stay safe, and still be able to participate and still provide entertainment for New Year's Eve for the surrounding communities and maybe even other people, because, you know, it's accessible all over the world. So hopefully we get some new audience from Thailand or some other areas like France to check out our local artists.
Are these performances are being recorded in advance then for live streaming and broadcast, or will they be live somewhere?
We thought it'd be in everybody's best interest, and with the oncoming, you know, numbers going up for COVID infection in our community, that we just went all pre-recorded. So we were excited to have some day of actual live performances with commenting, but we decided just to, again, to be better safe than sorry and go for the all pre-recorded. There will be some live commenting from some hosts remotely as well, but right now we're going to be, it's all in, all pre-recorded.
How many artists are going to participate this year?
There's like 20 to 25 artists, depending on, like, if, you know, performances. There's about 20 to 25 performances right now. To fit them in 12 hours is difficult because each set or performance is about 30 minutes.
And are they all musical, or do you have, because I know in years past there have been other, you know, other types of performances, some theatrical and some,
yeah,
performance
have,
artists and things like that.
Circus performance, jugglers, we have some contemporary dance. We have a storyteller also that's a musician. We have a puppeteer. We have a yo-yo performance. We're actually headlining a couple Grammy nominees, you know, Grammy Award winners. Mr. G is a pretty well-known children's artist, and that's music. And so we have, you know, a lot of different. It's as diverse as we could get in the time allotted. Normally, it's, you know, because we have so many more performances, because we have 20 venues to fill with, you know, 12 hours. But now it's, we had to pare it down. But it's more than just music. It's going to be, you know, a lot of stuff for children that'll keep them engaged, and then a lot of stuff for adults as well.
Now, are you going to do the no fireworks show, obviously, this year?
No, not this year.
But are you going to do the ball raising on the Hotel Northampton?
We did pre-record it on December 6th, and then we'll be showing it so people can, like, engage from a safe social distance in the whatever screen they want to engage on.
Now, normally you sell buttons as a one-price admission to everything on First Night. How are you raising money for this? How are you paying for this?
Sponsors, local sponsors are really still supportive. We came up with an idea to create really interesting merchandise. And so we've designed, you know, I have a screen printed First Night poster. That's an artist rendition. That's a series. So there's only 500. So it's limited edition. We have a nice lapel pin. That's like enamel lacquered, beautiful lapel pin. That's a First Night Northampton. But we also made like Northampton designed socks, made in the USA. We made some face masks that are fantastic. That's going to try to supplement that, you know, missing revenue from selling all those buttons.